Lent, Week 2, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus, the Son of ransomed earth, shed in our inmost souls thy light, as in spring days a fairer birth heralds each morn the doom of night. This hour of grace thou dost impart, teach us with flowing tears the stain to cleanse from every victim heart that longs to feel love's welcome pain. The day is come, the accepted day, when Greece like nature flowers anew. Trained by thy hand the surer way, rejoice we in our springtime too. Let the whole earth in worship bow, great God, before thy mercy seat, as we, renewed by grace, do now with praises new thy presence greet. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain where they were alone, and in their presence he was transfigured. Psalm 118. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage for ever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain where they were alone, and in their presence he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as snow. Psalm 15. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvellous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand happiness for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as snow. Moses and Elijah were speaking of his passion and death, and all he was to fulfil in Jerusalem. A Canticle from Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Moses and Elijah were speaking of his passion and death and all he was to fulfill in Jerusalem. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We urge this appeal on you. You have received the grace of God. Do not let it go for nothing. God's own words are, "In the hour of my favour I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance I came to your aid. The hour of favour has now come. Now, I say, has the day of deliverance dawned. In order that our services may not be brought into discredit, we avoid giving offence in anything. As God's servants, we try to recommend ourselves in all circumstances." Responsory: Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen, Christ, to the prayers of those who cry to you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. A voice came from the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A voice came from the cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
Intercessions. Let us proclaim the greatness of God and pray to him, for he cares for all. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. God of truth, grant every good gift to the College of Bishops, and preserve in the faith of the apostles the people you have entrusted to them. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. May all who share in the one bread of life be filled with your love. May they be united more closely in the body of your Son. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. Help us to put aside our selfish ways. Let us put on Christ, the new man. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. May sinners share in the blessings of Christ's atonement. May they find repentance and forgiveness. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. Let the dead praise your goodness in the peace of heaven. There we hope to glorify your name forever. Give salvation, Lord, to those you have redeemed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, you bid us listen to your Son, the well-beloved. Nourish our hearts on your word, purify the eyes of our mind, and fill us with joy at the vision of your glory.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.